The Bible Podcast is here to help get us in the Word together in those small pockets of time that we can find doing chores or tasks, traveling or commuting, and it doesn't have to be hard or complicated. So come on in, have a seat, and let's read the Bible together. This is your host, Virginia Price. Welcome to the Bible Podcast. Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us for the episode. This is episode 150 of the Bible Podcast. I can't believe that we're here, that we've made it to 150 episodes. I didn't even get dolled up for the occasion. I'm just here because it's episode 150. I have been having a ball reading in Ecclesiastes. And if you are only watching this on YouTube, then go to the podcast because we have been having a party this week at episodes 146 through today. It's also a big episode because 150 means that this is the end of season one of the Bible Podcast. It has been over a year. We have spent a lot of time reading the Bible together. We have read over 150 chapters of the Bible, and we have really built this habit, and that has been the goal of the Bible Podcast. We are here to help people who want to build the habit of getting in the Word consistently and reading their Bibles. I'm the person who needs that help, and everyone who listens to the Bible Podcast has wanted that help as well too, I'm sure, at some point. And so that's why we're really here. But the reason why episode 150 is the end of season one is because we really want to spend time this summer and into the fall connecting and building community with you guys. You guys get to build community with me a little bit in the sense that you get to know me, you get to hear my voice and my stories on the podcast over these 150 episodes, but I want to connect with you and I want to get to know you more. So we are going to be over on our Instagram page at _thebiblepodcast. We're going to be here on YouTube as well. If you are catching this audio only on the podcast, we are streaming this episode to YouTube. And I want to get to know you guys and build community together. We want to do reels and shorts and more video uploads on YouTube and getting in the comments and talking to you guys and really just spending time building community because the Bible is fantastic. The Word is necessary in our lives. And we have spent 150 episodes pouring into that purpose and into that mission. And now we also want to pour into community and building a group of people together who love the Lord and who love the Word. And so that's what we're doing. And that is why episode 150 is so big for us here at the Bible Podcast. If you are new, we are housed under the ministry of the Sevenfold. You can go to thesevenfold.com to check out who we are and more about what we do and partner with us if you'd like to donate and keep the show going, because that your support would be absolutely monumental. We would love that. We are a registered 501c3 nonprofit. So all your donations are tax deductible. We're legit. So I hope that you guys enjoy. We are reading in Ecclesiastes 6 today. Man, Ecclesiastes has been so good. And if you, like I said, if you haven't caught them, then definitely go back this past few episodes, 146 until today, and catch up, because they're really, really great. And we've had a long time. We've explained what's going on and we've enjoyed ourselves and the poetry of it all. So I'm not going to belabor it any longer. We're going to get into it. Ecclesiastes 6, we're going to start at the top of the chapter in verse 1. We do read out of the NLT here at the Bible Podcast. So if you want to read along, that's where we'll be. There is another serious tragedy I have seen under the sun, and it weighs heavily on humanity. God gives some people great wealth and honor and everything they could ever want, but he doesn't give them the chance to enjoy these things. They die, and someone else, even a stranger, ends up enjoying their wealth. This is meaningless, a sickening tragedy. A man might have 100 children and live to be very old, but if he finds no satisfaction in life and doesn't even get a decent burial, it would have been better for him to have been born dead. His birth would have been meaningless, and he would have ended in darkness. He wouldn't even have had a name, and he would have never seen the sun or known of its existence. Yet he would have more peace than in growing up to be an unhappy man. He might live 1,000 years twice over, but still not find contentment, and since he must die like everyone else, well, what's the use? All people spend their lives scratching for food, but they never seem to have enough. So are wise people really better off than fools? Do poor people gain anything by being wise and knowing how to act in front of others? Enjoy what you have rather than desiring what you don't have. Just dreaming about nice things is meaningless, like chasing the wind. A future, determined and unknown. Verse 10. Everything has already been decided. It was known long ago what each person would be, so there's no use in arguing with God about your destiny. The more words you speak, the less they mean. So what good are they? In the few days of our meaningless lives, who knows how our days can best be spent? Our lives are like a shadow. Who can tell what will happen on this earth after we are gone? Now, this seems like a weird, it could seem like a weird chapter if you're just catching this to be ending season one on. But the caveat is that you hear more in episodes 146 and 147. We talk more about what Ecclesiastes is and the over arc of the whole book. And I also am very determined to go and read the rest of Ecclesiastes. And it really just kind of pulls you in. And it's such a poetic book. I love it. I'm really enjoying it, if you can't tell. So that is my encouragement to you, and my assignment to you is to go through and read the rest of Ecclesiastes day by day until you get to the end, because I really think that you're going to enjoy the way that the whole book is written and the poetry of it all. So that's what we have for you here at the Bible Podcast, guys. Really appreciate you being here. Thank you for 150 episodes. My goodness, I can't believe that we're all here and we made it. Man, season one has been a blast. This past year has been a blast. I've grown a lot for this podcast, and I hope that you have as well. So appreciate each and every one of you guys. Love you, mean it. Have a great one. Bye, everybody. Thank you for joining me today. I'm so glad to have you in our audience, and I hope you come over to our Instagram and join our community there at _thebiblepodcast. Our podcast is a ministry production of The Sevenfold. If you'd like to know more about us and what we do, please visit our site at thesevenfold.com. Thanks again for joining me today, and until next time, much love from The Bible Podcast.